97.9 The Hill, Aaron Kick here with you, Intrinsic Aura Studios at University Place, joined now by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Hello, how are you?
Hello, I'm pretty good, a little bit confused, a little bit scared, and I'll tell you why. Because according to the National Tax Association in Japan, average alcohol consumption across adults has fallen from 100 liters a person per year in 1995 to 75 liters a person in 2020. There's a lot of trends that could be something you could point at. I almost said to blame, and I don't want to say to blame.
To credit, to blame.
Yeah, to credit.
As the cause.
Yeah.
This is in Japan, right?
It is. It is.
Yeah,
in
there
Japan.
there was a story about this. I think I saw it like a day or two ago about how like this is enough of a trend that the Japanese government is concerned about it for like economic reasons.
That is
and they're
correct.
Now trying to encourage people to drink more.
That's where we're driving.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to get there through a couple side roads. We're going to talk about some stats. We're going to talk about some of our opinions on this. But taxes on alcohol, according to the NTA, again, they account for roughly 1.7% of Japan's tax revenue currently. In 1980, taxes on alcohol accounted for 5% of Japan's tax revenue.
Wow.
Wow is correct.
You know, in America, when that happened in 1793, there was a whole whiskey rebellion
right.
that G-Dub had to go and put down in Ohio. That's
See,
all I know about the whiskey rebellion.
Now I'm actually going to look up the tax revenue of the United States.
Yeah, I'm curious, like how much, like what percentage of our taxes come from alcohol?
2.
Wow.
0.2%.
So as much alcohol as we consume in the United States, people in Japan either consume 8 times as much, or at least that's
or it's
taxed
far
that
heavier.
Much. Yeah,
yeah, it is.
Interesting.
It is one of those things. But using alcohol consumption and the sin tax on it specifically, and hopefully that's like a widespread term, right? That's what I've heard used.
Sin tax.
Sin tax.
Yeah,
okay.
Like taxing cigarette smoking and alcohol and
yeah.
things like that.
I
yeah,
just don't
right.
appreciate leaving trends. People are like, oh, you always talk about things. Like everyone knows exactly what you're talking about.
No, I'm glad you stopped, though, because you said sin tax, and I was like, the way this sentence is constructed? No, sin taxes. Yes.
But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Japan's sin taxes are especially high. But regardless, I don't necessarily love the encouraging drinking just to make more tax revenue back.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe just raise the taxes on it. I'm no government official, but we're also, yeah, you're right. The whiskey rebellion / prohibition
yeah.
and stuff is not necessarily.
Also, so there is actually something, and people on the left listening to this are going to like go off on me for saying this, but there is something to the concept of the Laffer curve. Like, once you like you tax something, you increase taxes, you make more revenue. There is a certain point at which you tax something so much that people stop buying it, and then your revenue goes down. Libertarians always think we're constantly on the right side of that curve, when more often we're on the left side of that curve and still going up. But the curve is actually a thing. Like, eventually you tax something too much, the price
much
goes
like the
up and people
curve. It exists for a reason.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, like, you can overdo it with raising taxes. I know that's a shocking thing to say.
you can
tax people too much, y'all.
Crazy.
As it turns out,
what an
concept.
Insane coincidence.
Yeah.
All right, I don't have a lead-in for this, so I'm not going to have a smooth pivot in the slightest. We're going to talk about
That's
Janet
fine. I was
going
to tax your segues anyway.
I mean, yeah, I certainly deserve to pay the troll toll to get to the next segment. We're going to talk about Janet Jackson.
All right.
Because a headline that you might have seen, again, from the past couple days, but I've dove a little deeper into it now, and I'm ready to talk about it. I didn't do the same thing where I looked up tax stats, but I did look up stuff about Janet Jackson's music video that is, quote, causing a vulnerability and crashing hard disks. In 1989, Janet Jackson put out a song called Rhythm Nation.
Which is a good song.
And God help whoever has discovered this right now, here today. Someone at Microsoft through a Windows XP support forum, which still exists for some reason, I suppose. I'm not saying XP doesn't rule, but also it's been quite some time since we actively supported Windows XP.
Well, it's been some time since we've actively supported it. There's probably a lot of glitches that you need tech support for. So.
Yeah, truly. So there are specific RPM hard drives used during the Windows XP era and sometime beyond, specifically 5,400 RPM laptop hard drives. The frequencies played in Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation operate at precise resonance with those hard drives, with specific 5,400 RPM hard drives, which means someone at some point put on Janet Jackson's, you know, just the old-timey Janet Jackson jam, old Rhythm Nation, and it immediately exploded their hard drive. And they were unable to replicate the issue until it happened to subsequent other people. And we have now determined that Rhythm Nation will blow up specific hard drives.
She did say she was nasty.
She did, and she was correct.
Do you remember, are you old enough to remember, I think this was like the early 90s, so this may be something you had to have read about in stories.
I mean, I was technically alive.
You were technically alive. When it was national news that when Mary Hart was the host of Entertainment Tonight, like there was one person for whom the sound of her voice like caused seizures because just the specific pitch of her voice like triggered something in their brain.
See, I remember seeing some stuff about like an epileptic seizure triggered by that specific sound of her voice.
But it was like one person in particular. Like this one show host had this specific effect on this one person.
Yeah, and I don't know how much of that is real. So I don't feel comfortable because, yo, I am an expert on the hot coffee lawsuit, but I'm not an expert.
This may have been a frivolous lawsuit. Yeah,
it may have been. It also may not have been. All sorts of weird stuff gets discovered as time goes on. With the amount of people that live on Earth, our testing sample size can be real high, which is how we find out that Rhythm Nation will destroy your laptop.
But you know what won't destroy your laptop?
If you know, no. It's no. I no longer want any hippopotamuses for Christmas.